This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Despite the gauntlet you have to run to get a mortgage these days, when it comes to homeownership, where there's a will, there is often a way. Our next guest, Jana Cooper, took the path to owning a house that's often reserved for people with time and money to burn. She built her own just south of the 10 freeway here in the heart of L.A. Dwell Magazine featured her home in their August issue. It's three stories with a roof deck and a modern minimalist facade. And she did it on a budget and with a deadline. She also just happens to be an architect. Jana Cooper, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So do you have to be a licensed architect to figure this process out, or can the rest of us do what you did?
I think having knowledge of the industry certainly helps, but I don't think it's something that's completely unachievable for someone that's willing to spend some time doing some research and a little homework.
So you built your house on a budget of $200 per square foot. That is pretty darn low. How did your budget affect your design and construction?
Well, I looked at the budget constraints as just another one of the challenges along the way of the project, and sort of use that in informing the design. So my concept was basically to take ordinary standard materials and use them in a way that's compelling and interesting. So taking ordinary corrugated sheet metal and stucco and putting them together in a way that's compelling. And another thing that I tried to do was just limit the what I call the I wannas, which is, you know, I want a jacuzzi tub, I want an exercise room, I want a four-car garage. So you just kind of have to keep watch on those and only allow yourself to have what you need.
Right, which is the case whether you're building your own house or not.
Yeah, and as far as construction goes, I just tried to get competitive bids from lots of subcontractors and talk to them along the way about value engineering and let them know that the drawings basically represent what it is that I want to do and my idea of how to do it. But if they have an idea of how to do it less expensive, then I'm definitely willing to discuss options. So just be open to the expertise that they have, and but, you know, not completely relying on it.
Well, you also saved a lot of money by acting as your own general contractor. What did that entail in terms of the job for you?
The biggest aspect, I think, of being your own contractor is the sequencing. It's really absolutely critical to understand what happens first before something else can happen. And it's a lot of it was just asking questions, you know, talk to the electrician. Okay, electrician, what do you need to have happen before you come put in the rough electrical? And he'll let you know, okay, well, I need two floors of framing and then all the plumbing should go in first. And then I can come in and it'll take me about 2 days. And so then you figure after that, okay, you know, just think sort of thinking it through in advance.
Well, one of your cost saving devices was, it sounds so obvious, but you just simply asked people for discounts just by saying, hey, can you find a way for this to be less money for me?
I think with discounts, it's, you know, ask and you shall receive. I don't see anything wrong with, you know, asking someone if you could maybe get a discount on it. And they're, of course, free to say no. It's a business transaction, so both sides should be happy. You know, all my plumbing fixtures, I got discounts on those. I started with the internet and looked at discount plumbing websites, asking if they had any specials or coupons or coupon codes to type in. And, you know, even went so far as to call the place and ask them, you know, hey, if I get all my sinks and toilets here, would you give me another discount? So, and usually people were very willing.
So you went into this wanting to build your dream house. Are you having good dreams there? Are you loving it?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. It's really fun to live in a place that that you've designed sort of for your own needs and desires, and it's a nice place to come home to.
Jana Cooper is an architect here in Los Angeles. She chronicled the building of her home in this month's issue of Dwell Magazine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.